Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Are we back in the ring, boys?
Just where I want to be.
Obviously, Derek. No place you'd rather be.
Get up.
Except on the streets. Street Fighter.
Somebody had to train Kimbo Slice.
And that was you?
It was.
Well, we are back here in the graveyard for episode number 27.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
It seems like just last week we did 26.
I tell you what, it has been a good ride. We have had fun joining you at least once a week for these last few months.
I hope you've had as much fun as we have.
And we appreciate all the support you've given to us in this journey. And we'll see you again next week. Well, I guess we'll see you again Thursday for a special bonus episode. Boys, how about that Super Bowl last night?
Unbelievable. It did not turn out like I expected.
It's almost like we haven't seen it yet.
Super Bowl 52. I mean, that team
that won,
the winning team played their hearts out.
But that losing team played pretty good too.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was
maybe
that
it was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
I was impressed since Tom Brady was MVP that he did what he should have.
That's not too bold of a prediction. Well, hello there. Welcome to the jungle. A quick change there, Craig.
I didn't have... That was Derek.
As we said, it is episode 27, Walt Disney World Deluxe Resort Battle Royale Part 2. Today, we move on to the semifinals and finals. And Derek, how about you run down how things shook out last week in the quarterfinal round?
Sure. It was... The Grand Floridian was defeated by Animal Kingdom Lodge. I'm not sure how that happened, but it did.
We've already had a complaint about that.
No.
We did.
A loyal listener.
Sorry, Nick. And Contemporary was defeated by Beach Club. The Poly withstood the onslaught from the Boardwalk.
The onslaught?
Yep.
It didn't have any votes.
Well.
The Boardwalk.
That's all right. And then Wilderness Lodge was victorious over the Yacht Club. It's a dance party in the...
It's always a dance party.
In the studio here.
Oh, speaking of the studio, can y'all believe how much room we have? I mean,
I think
we could bring a few families in here.
I think Derek added on while we were going.
I think
last week.
He did.
This is, of course, the parking out front. We have to have that massive parking lot for this building now, and it's just great to see the guests that come by and the fans.
Those people trying to egg Derek's house, they aren't appreciated.
No, I did want to add just one thing, something that I've been thinking of the past day or so. It's when you grow a beard, nobody ever tells you how much you chew on your mustache.
Sounds like a personal problem, Derek. Yes, Derek is getting geared up for late winter now that the groundhog is... Did the groundhog see another groundhog? How it works?
The groundhog saw Derek's beard.
Oh,
yes.
That's what it was.
We do hope you and your family had a good Groundhog Day and Super Bowl Sunday, but even bigger than that, boys, it's Monday. And us determining the greatest, the GOAT, if you will, of Walt Disney World Deluxe Resorts.
The GOAT.
We did ask you on Twitter, what is your favorite Walt Disney World Deluxe Resorts? And Craig, who gave us some feedback?
Well, Annie Arms, a loyal listener, said, always a tie between Boardwalk and Polynesian. But I do wish that Polly had one-bedroom DVC units. I know what she means. Being a DVC renter,
yes.
I can empathize with her on that.
You are full of empathy.
Empathy is pouring out my ears. I think she is right. It'd be nice to have the one-bedroom DVC units, but I guess more money for the bigger units.
That's right.
Jeremy Fayard said, Boardwalk Resorts, being able to walk to two parks. And we discussed that, and we agree with Jeremy on that. Being able to walk to two parks is, it, and you, Matthew, you said that you've experienced that, and it is very, very much a plus.
It is.
The Social Mouse said, I'm most intrigued by the main tower of the Contemporary, History and Magic Kingdom Access. I've also stayed Grand Floridian back in 2001 when rooms had the Mickey lamps and such. I think I'd be disappointed by today's rooms.
We agree.
I think with, and that's how I usually say with, I'm the nostalgia guy, I think, of the group here, and I'm the same way. I mean, it's the original stuff is kind of neat, and when you look at Contemporary, you know that was the original hotel or resort. So I agree with Social Mouse, and we appreciate that comment. And finally, Tammy Dotson said, Wilderness Lodge, hands down. It's close to Magic Kingdom, which is a must for me. Outdoor theme, must for hubby and kids, and the Whispering Canyon is our favorite restaurant.
Can't go wrong there.
No, thank you, Tammy, for that comment.
We appreciate those of you who give us feedback each and every week. Well, guys, there's only one thing left to do, and that's crown a champion in this Deluxe Resort Battle Royale.
Derek, what do you how do you think would be the best way to crown a champion?
Oh, no, Craig. Don't,
I said crown. That gave him a hint, didn't it?
Oh, no.
I'm thinking, well, actually, I'm gonna get away from the violence.
Good.
And it's gonna it's gonna be a buffet competition.
A buffet competition.
Uh-huh. We're gonna go from each buffet. Most of these resorts have a buffet, I think. Not
sort of. If you consider Ohana a buffet.
We'll count it.
It might as well be.
But Wilderness doesn't.
Wilderness does not.
But the other, we'll say the other three are pretty much buffet.
You can get the Limitless Skillet at Whispering Canyon.
At breakfast?
Yeah.
Let's do that. And then whoever's left standing is the winner. And they have to, it is a 5-plate minimum at each stop.
You mean there's no punching somebody in the gut after they eat?
No, that's it.
I mean, this is something I could go for.
You know, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
No, it's Derek. Is that a good idea from Derek?
We probably should have planned this before now, though. That's the only bad thing.
Yeah. Now, here's an alternative is we go around the table discussing the pros and cons of each and then determining who advances.
You mean like we did in the last episode, in episode 8 and episode 5?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know, why not?
I'm
in the words of Craig,
it's worked so far.
What is it? If it ain't broke,
fix it. No.
I can't remember what you said. We're going to start off with our first semifinal matchup. At this time, it is Animal Kingdom Lodge taking on the Beach Club. Two very different resorts in two very different locations.
Very, very different.
And very different price points, as a matter of fact. So let's start with Craig.
Oh.
Craig, what are you picking?
Animal Kingdom Lodge versus, what was the other one?
Beach Club,
Animal Kingdom Lodge. Again, we go back to what we talked about last time, and can we talk this out before we just make a decision?
Look at him. He's not wanting to.
Non-committed. I'm surprised he's married.
Now, again, the thing is, I've never been to either one of those.
You've never stayed.
I've been to both of them, but I've never stayed at either one. So,
well, where would you like to start a discussion? Dining or?
Amenities.
Yeah, let's compare the dining. That would be great.
Okay. So looking at Beach Club, straight from the Disney website, they list the Yachtsman Steakhouse, which is odd because it's really with the Yachtsman, but
right.
They have Cape May Cafe, which serves breakfast, brunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Beaches and Cream, which is a good little solid restaurant. The L and Compass Lounge, Cruise Cup Lounge, Martha's Vineyard. Market at Elk Encompass, Beach Club, Marketplace, Hurricane Hannah's, and Room Service. So that's all the dining.
And that's at the Beach Club. So really you're getting a lot of Beach Club and Yacht. And that's one pro about the Beach Club is you're right there next to the Yacht Club. And let us not forget, you're steps away from Epcot. You're talking about a 5-minute walk over to eat at, say, a Chef's de France or a Rose and Crown.
But we're not talking about Epcot.
But it's important to consider.
And you're right there at Boardwalk with all the amenities there. I mean, it's, you know, you got restaurants there. You've got some great ice cream. I mean, you've got some options there as well.
Mm-hmm. Over at Animal Kingdom, some dining options include Sanaa. You have Jiko, which is a signature dining. You have Boma. You have a number of other lounges as well. The Cape Town Lounge and Bar. You also have, and of course, you've got pool bars and little quick stops at all these. You have the Mara, which is the Animal Kingdom. I believe that's a quick service. Is that correct?
It is.
So two very different types of cuisine as well. Now, that Cape May Cafe has the one character meal between the two hotels. They have a character breakfast at Cape May. So dining, you can factor in the pools, other amenities, transportation.
Okay, I'm ready to make my decision.
What do you got?
I am going to say, because of proximity, I'm big on proximity. I think I would stay, if I had my choice and money was not an issue, I would always stay in the monorail loop. I think I like proximity. And to me, that's more than theming. That's more than anything else for me. So I would probably say Beach Club.
Beach Club, says Craig. What say you, Derek?
Well, I've got my handy dandy chart.
He's got a note card like me.
What? I feel unprepared.
I've ranked mine according to cost to stay, the pools, amenities, dining, and transportation from the parks.
Somebody's been doing a little bit too much research, Craig. Mm.
And I was surprised by this.
You know we don't win a prize for the most research.
You don't?
No.
What? That was a question.
Now, did you create an algorithm for this?
I did not. But if I knew who Al was, I would go get his rhythm.
How
does it fit in there?
How does it fit? So for value, for price, of course, I have Animal Kingdom winning. Pools, you're going to be surprised here, Matthew. I consider them equal.
This list is a sham. this algorithm, what's and next?
Because Animal Kingdom has a really nice pool at Jumbo House. That's
Jumbo, that's everyone.
Quite amazing. Not as amazing Inspector as having a ship.
Yeah.
Wrecked on
huge
Pier
Beach, water slide.
But still. Amenities, I gave the edge to Animal Kingdom. Dining, Animal Kingdom.
Wow.
Transportation and park access, Beach Club. But for my total, I'm going with Animal Kingdom.
So
it just has more of what I'm looking for as our family is growing. And
so you gave the nod in amenities to Animal Kingdom?
I did. 4 to 2.5.
You went just because it has Pumbaa's Fun and Games Arcade, didn't you?
Pumbaa Poots.
I think it is. So your amenities are different from my amenities then?
Yeah, I'm just... They have a lot of crafty stuff that you can do at Animal Kingdom Lodge and more family-oriented projects.
Derek is a very crafty guy.
crafty. Once again, to prove that it all depends on what you're looking for. So with that, Derek, we got a tiebreaker.
We do. I know who's winning, but...
Well, no, you don't.
I do.
I do argue the point that their pools are equal.
I'm just saying.
And out of all, let's be clear, out of all the people here that know about a pool, that's like a negative badge of honor that I wear.
Plus, Matthew, of these two choices, have you stayed at either one?
I have stayed at Beach Club.
How many times?
Just one time.
Oh, I thought there's more.
I stayed there one time. I've been to Animal Kingdom to eat at Boma and Sanaa, and I'd probably go with what Derek said. The dining at Animal Kingdom is probably better. Beach Club has Beaches and Cream, which was fine, but the food itself, the ice cream was great, but the food itself was nothing super spectacular. I ate Cape May there. It was very good, but dining, I would give the edge to Animal Kingdom. Amenities, probably Animal Kingdom, because again, you got the zoo. Pool is definitely going to Beach Club, because that slide is awesome, and it has the sand bottom, and it has a lazy river, and it's ginormous. Location, obviously, is Beach Club, so that's 2-2. So it comes down, really, do I want to go somewhere where I have stayed or somewhere where I have not stayed but I would like to stay? I think if I have to pick one, I'm going to pick the Beach Club just because it's known. And again, you can walk to two parks. I think you can't. That's what Sissy and I would say every night when we came back to the Beach Club is, can you believe how we just walked from Epcot? Like, we watched Illuminations, and we're in our room less than 10 minutes later. I don't know. It's hard for me to put a price on that. And I'm willing, the price is lower for Animal Kingdom, but I'm willing to pay that little bit extra. And enjoyed being able to walk, because for anyone who's ever just stood and waited on a bus Oh my goodness, it's frustrating.
And that's what I was emphasizing. For me, the I detest the transportation, and not they do the best job they can, but there's just so many people and they're trying to move, and you're waiting for buses, and sometimes you'll be waiting, and it won't be this bus, it'll be another bus because it'll already fill up, or, yeah. or I mean, there's so many things that go into it. So if I can avoid transportation, that's why I kind of lean towards Beach Club. And besides, Animal Kingdom is a good little ride to get to. I mean, it's not a good location, right. but it's again, it's secluded if that's what you're going for, and it's a world within itself there. So it teach their own.
I do think if you're looking to, you mentioned this, Craig, if you're looking to not, I could see myself going to Animal Kingdom even if I wasn't going to a park. Like, I think you could go to Animal Kingdom Lodge and stay there and experience a lot of things that you wouldn't necessarily have to leave the hotel for. But, I mean, I don't really see myself going to Disney World to not go mm-hmm. to a park. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry, Derek. It was it was closer than you think. I don't think it was.
But I will say that Animal Kingdom was actually my number one.
Really?
It was.
So you would pick that out of all of...
Well, according to my numbers here. I don't know that I really would.
Now, what about the ones that have already been eliminated? Would you rank any of them above Animal Kingdom?
No.
So Animal Kingdom is your number one deluxe resort that you'd like to stay in?
Probably. Definitely would like to stay in, yes.
Yeah.
Magic Kingdom is my favorite place I'd like to stay in.
I don't think they let you do that.
But we're not saying that. If I could stay somewhere, I would stay at Magic Kingdom.
In the castle?
No, just anywhere. I mean, I'd sleep in the little house outside the mine train, where Cinderella's getting the apple.
That'd probably be a nice little house. You know what, Craig? That may be a future question we ask and discuss on an episode. If you were trapped in a Disney park, where would you stay?
Yes.
So, gentlemen, that comes down to this, who will face Beach Club in the finals? Will it be Wilderness Lodge or Polynesian? Craig, who do you want to go first?
I went first last time.
Let me go first. I've got my chart.
Derek's got his little note cards. Let him go first.
Okay. Derek, what shall it be?
Okay. On price, Wilderness Lodge. Pools, the Poly Winds. Amenities, I said they were equal. Dining, Poly Winds.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation. Sorry, Poly Winds. So for me, it goes to the Poly. I think it's an all-arounder. Kind of similar to Beach Club, that you can get to two parks pretty easily. Not without having to get on some form of transportation, but you can walk to the TTC to get to Epcot, and you can just jump on the monorail at the hotel to get to the Magic Kingdom. So you've still got two park access from one resort, and you've got boat. You can take a boat over.
Now, you've stayed at both of these, correct, Derek?
I have, and I thoroughly enjoyed both of them. But like I said, my numbers don't lie.
Neither do hips.
That's what Shakira says.
Yep.
Okay.
So Derek is going with Polynesian. I'll go next. Now, did you mention theming? Is that one of your categories?
It is not.
Which would you give the nod to theming, do you think?
I would probably go with Wilderness for theming.
So looking over the dining options, obviously at the Polynesian, you have Ohana, you have Kona Cafe, Captain Cook's, Pineapple Lanai, where you can get a Dole Whip. And I think we mentioned that on the last episode, that it's hard to beat being able to just go out and get a Dole Whip at your hotel. You also have the Spirits of Aloha Dinner Show. Trader Sam's Grog Grotto. Is that what it's called? Trader Sam's Grog Grotto. I think you have to give dining the nod to the Polynesian. You can hop on the monorail. It's hard to beat. I think the transportation to Magic Kingdom, when we stayed at the Wilderness Lodge, the boat was a lot more efficient than I expected, and it was very low hassle. So that's I actually gave the Wilderness a little higher marks on transportation than what I probably would have otherwise. I've been to the Wilderness Lodge pools. Those pools are great. It's hard to, look at the Polynesian, though, and think that those pools aren't incredible. I think they're both incredibly well-themed. And again, this is one I've stayed at the Wilderness Lodge. Love the Wilderness Lodge, but always wanted to stay at the Polynesian. And every time I go to the Polynesian to eat or something, I think, I can't wait until I can stay here. But I'm going to go with what is tried and true. I'm going to pick the Wilderness Lodge because I love the theming. I love the atmosphere. It transports me to a completely different place. It's hard to go wrong with the Wilderness Lodge.
No pressure, Craig.
So it comes down to Craig now.
Man, these two are probably some of my favorites. Again, I've never stayed at either one of them. Visited both of them many, many times to eat, to just walk through, to experience both. But I would stay, honestly, at either one of them and be happy with either one of them. Kind of
like, well, all right. It looks like Derek both said. The Polynesian and so Wilderness are advancing.
I'm going to say, guys, if I look at both of them, again, I'm the transportation guy. I don't want to wait. So, honestly, that doesn't factor into this one unless I'm just hopping on the monorail. Because you...
He just told us how important transportation is there. Well, that doesn't really factor in.
Well, I'm talking it out as I'm... I don't have a little note card like Derek. So, or like you, Matthew. So, I'm sitting here thinking...
Craig is the free thinker of the group.
You ready for my answer?
I don't know if I am.
What do you guys think I'm leaning towards? I've got my answer already.
Pop Century.
Bingo.
I have no idea.
I am going to say Wilderness Lodge.
Derek's ready to choke you.
I know, but I'm not. Here's why. Polynesian just seems busy to me. It doesn't seem like a resort. It's a great resort, I think, to... Now, if I was staying out in the things on the water... The
bungalows.
There, the bungalows. That would be different. But it always seems busy. There's always people coming and going. So that's not where I want to stay necessarily as a resort, even though Pop Century and those are always like that. If I'm going to spend that kind of money, I want it a little bit quieter. I don't want it to feel like I'm at a Motel 6.
Yeah.
So... I'm probably looking at Wilderness Lodge.
It's probably the first time ever that the Polynesian has been compared to the Motel 6.
If you would like to send in applications to join the Grim Grinning Guys team, we have an opening.
Your only requirement is to not compare a Disney Deluxe Resort to a Motel 6.
I'm talking about busyness. I'm not talking about quality. I'm not talking about...
Sorry.
Are Motel 6 is that busy?
Nuts.
I mean, I've seen people just... Wall to wall in the lobby. Can't get to it.
Maybe we get a sponsorship from Motel 6 by saying that.
I doubt it. I doubt they're going to.
That was such a positive message you were sending out for them, too.
So Derek, now you've stayed at the Polynesian. You're the only one of us that has. Can you speak to that feeling of crowdedness?
Busyness, crowdedness. Is that different?
Is there a difference?
Crowdedness means like you walk in, like people are all over you. Busyness means there's always people
but
coming.
But you only go there to go to Ohana. But so I don't think you...
No, I've been...
We went there and ate at Captain Cook's.
Yeah, and I've been in there.
In Kona, but...
Misty went to the spa last time we were there, and I went over there and hung out and ate at the little...
Kona,
yeah. So, I don't know. I've been, like I said, been in and out several times. It always just has felt like just people coming and going. And I guess probably a lot of them like that, but I don't think that in Wilderness. I mean, I think you can get secluded. It seems that's my only opinion. I could go to either one.
I'm going to bring back I bring back the bodily harm?
Maybe we should play this game where you can hit a buzzer and automatically send your one through.
To the gauntlet.
No.
But Derek, when you stayed there, did you feel like it was busy?
I didn't. It didn't feel any busier than any other resort I've stayed at. We stayed in a little studio and were within 5 minutes walk of the main building, and we never really just hung around the main building either. So that might be some of the business you're talking about.
I think
Boone was 6 months old at the time, so we didn't go to the pool either. So
right. You know, the other side of that is, I mean, I could be, like I said, persuaded away, but the other thing, benefit that Polynesian does have that I really like, though, is you can go down and sit on the beach and watch fireworks. You know, I like that aspect of it. So, I mean, I could have gone either way on this. It's tough.
It doesn't sound like it.
Sorry, Derek.
Well, I think part of that, though, is, you know, when you come in, I think any hotel that's on the monorail is going to have that sense of busyness, right? Because there's a lot of people coming and going. And, again, they're coming there to eat at Ohana, to eat at Kona Cafe. So, there are great things about that resort that are pulling them in. So it's really up to personal preference.
It is. Like I said, I could have gone either. And again, I'm a monorail fan. I mean, I'm one that will stay where the monorail is closest to it. But again, you're close enough with Wilderness, you can take a boat.
I still love the transportation is most important, but that doesn't apply here.
Well, because they negate each other. I mean, they both are pretty easy to get to where you want to go.
Yep.
So,
well, Derek, sorry, both of your picks have been eliminated.
I'll stay there.
They're in the top four.
I mean, though. We would all stay there.
No. No.
This is the creme de la creme, people.
It is. I mean, I'm just not an Animal Kingdom fan. And I know Derek loves it.
In the words of Misty, it's just a big zoo.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry.
A glorified zoo.
It's a neat place to go visit, but that's not where I'd pick to stay if I had to pay that kind of money.
Polynesian's kind of like a Motel 6.
Okay.
Gentlemen, you know what it's time for.
I hope the episode's over. What, Derek, what does it mean?
I don't know. I'm crying myself to sleep right now.
It is time for the final round of the Deluxe Resort Battle
Royale. Why didn't you say?
We have Beach Club over near Epcot taking on Wilderness Lodge, which is in the Magic Kingdom area.
Derek didn't care about either one of them.
He does not. Do you want me to go first this time?
Yes. Let Derek decide the winner of all.
You're assuming you're not going to pick the same ones?
Who knows?
Well, it doesn't matter because transportation obviously doesn't matter to him.
Unless it does. It's the most important thing except when it isn't.
Y'all are not listening.
I have stayed at both the Wilderness Lodge and the Beach Club. I love both hotels. I could go to both of them every trip. But if I'm picking one, I'm picking the Beach Club for most of the reasons we've already said. You can walk to Hollywood Studios. You can walk to Epcot. You are steps away from World Showcase and all the good dining and entertainment that comes with that. You know, it's hard for me to say no to the Wilderness Lodge because it's such an incredible resort, but it comes back to transportation and how close I can be to one of the hotels and the pool.
Except transportation didn't really matter in the last one.
Not to Craig. Not to Craig it didn't, but it does to me. And so for that reason, love the Beach Club. Craig?
Okay. Again, transportation is my thing.
Is it this time? You're sure about that?
But to your chagrin, I am going to choose Wilderness because Ooh. Magic Kingdom is my favorite one. And yeah. If I can get to Magic Kingdom quicker, that's where I want to go. And the other thing, like I mentioned a while ago, the seclusion. I mean, it's not as secluded as Animal Kingdom Lodge. That's too secluded. But this one is back far enough where you don't have a bunch of people coming and going.
It's a good mixture.
So, yes. And I easy transportation to Magic Kingdom. My vote is for Wilderness Lodge.
Well, Derek, that means you get to determine the champion. You get to crown
the ultimate
champion.
That's perfect because I don't really care anymore.
Oh, it has come to this. I told you we should.
Beach Club or Wilderness? I don't care.
We just had a fight to the finish. That's
or the buffet. Anyway. The buffet. Yes. Eat off.
It's our fault. We're sorry, Derek.
I'm just messing with you.
So, Derek, now this is one where you've stayed at one of them, but you haven't stayed at the other. So, which will it be?
Well, transportation doesn't matter to me from either one, but it does.
Okay.
That's a neat way to think.
I do enjoy walking and using my feet.
Uh huh.
But at the same time, I like a boat.
Who doesn't like a boat?
Who doesn't like a big boat?
Yes.
A big boat? They're not awfully big.
No.
But you don't have to fold up strollers.
Big enough. Right. Oh.
A yacht.
Okay, I'm voting for Wilderness Lodge. You pushed me over the edge, Matthew.
Because I said yacht?
Yep. Wilderness Lodge.
This is what we're dealing with, people. An emotional roller coaster.
We work in a hostile environment.
All it takes is one false word to Derek, and he will turn on you.
But the good thing is, in this 50,000 square foot room, we can deal with that.
We're going to have to hire
Because Derek is like way over there. Derek!
Get out of my house. No, seriously, but I'm like Craig said, it's proximity to Magic Kingdom, which is right now our favorite park. So I'd still have to go with Wilderness.
So congratulations to the Wilderness Lodge. You have been crowned the champion of the Walt Disney World Deluxe Resort Battle Royale.
Wow.
Yes. The Wilderness Lodge. I got to say, I'm not sad at all. I am a proud papa.
I'm kind of sad that you're not sad.
See, you thought that was your whole motivation.
Do we want to go ahead and have a finish of all the battles right now? Or is that a whole other episode?
Well, let's go ahead. Let's do this.
Let's end it all right now.
Port Orleans French Quarter or Wilderness Lodge? Okay, well, I'm picking the Wilderness Lodge.
Any reason why over French Quarter?
It's awesome, and I love it. and it's secluded and has a great pool, and you can take a boat to the Magic Kingdom. What about you, Derek?
I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Of course he is. Why wouldn't he?
Because French Quarter is centrally located.
Okay.
To the other parks. Beignets. And at the end of the day, it's a bed you need. While I enjoy my deluxes, I just need a bed.
So you're gonna you'd rather save the money?
I would.
Okay.
I can eat
that's
better.
That's fair. I mean,
I can eat better.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're including everything. I mean, this is like actual planning which one you're going
to
pick.
Yeah, if you're having to pick one hotel on Disney property to stay at, is it going to be Wilderness Lodge or Port Orleans French Quarter? The two champions right now vying for supremacy.
So I get to choose
the ultimate champion, Craig.
Good night.
Carriage rides?
It's tough for me.
Boat ride to Magic Kingdom?
I have not stayed at French Quarter.
Or the Wilderness.
Or Wilderness. But I've been to Wilderness many times.
Now, this is tricky, Derek.
I've never been to French Quarter.
Is this one of the times where transportation matters, or is it not?
That's what we're excitedly waiting
for. I mean, we don't know. Craig's a wild card here.
He is.
Now, and the thing is, a lot of our readers will disagree with whichever way I say a lot of our listeners,
reading.
A lot of our listeners will disagree with whatever I say. because, I mean, everybody's got their own preferences. Now, there's a side of me right now thinking, you go with Wilderness because of the transportation.
Of course you do.
You're right there and going to Magic Kingdom.
The lobby is like 20 stories high.
There's a part of it that says French Quarter because it's cheaper. So if it's just me and my family choosing, guys, I'm at a stalemate.
So you want me and Derek to fight it out?
I think that would be best.
Right. Me too.
Of course you do, dude. Craig, you got to pick one to stay at. One, two, three, go.
Can we not just end in a tie?
I think most times I would pick a moderate, though.
Right.
That's my class of hotel I like. That's my preferred.
Right. I mean, and obviously, most of the time,
range of
between
hotel.
The three of us, most of the time when we go, we're not staying at a deluxe resort. But this is
what dreams are made of.
Yeah, this is the, you know, what are you going to stay in?
It depends on what I'm going for. If it's just me and Misty going, then I'm choosing Wilderness. If it's me and Misty and the kids going, then we're going to choose French Quarter. Because
and have you and Misty, just the two of you, ever gone?
No, we have not.
Okay, then he's picking French Quarter. So congratulations to Wilderness Lodge for winning the Deluxe Resort Battle Royale. But congratulations to French Quarter in a surprise upset for winning the overall Battle Royale. Derek, you're the only one of the three of us that's actually stayed there. But somehow it pulled out the victory.
Because it may be the most perfect resort.
Would you like to make an acceptance speech on behalf of the hotel?
I would not.
Okay. Well, you know what it's time for, boys.
What's it time for?
Grim Grinning Greatness. All right, gentlemen. Who's got the question today?
Derek does.
Derek?
Since hopefully we'll get into a Fast Pass show pretty soon. Let's just jump right into it. Next Monday, we're going to do a Fast Pass show?
I think so.
That's surprising. That's almost as surprising as French Quarter winning.
And that Super Bowl champion team.
That one that scored the most points?
Yep.
They'll be going to Disney World.
They will be.
Probably.
Maybe they'll take us with them.
If instead of having three Fast Passes and you only had one, what would be your one Fast Pass for Magic Kingdom? And I'm going to say mine would be Splash Mountain. To me, it's not a line worth standing in, so I don't think I'd enjoy the queue. But it's a ride worth riding, and it's a long ride.
Yep.
So,
great selection. Is it my turn now? Well, Derek, since you took the one, I would say, oh man, you have to factor in so many things here. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to go ahead and say it's Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, just because I don't want to have to. The rope drop rush to Mine Train is no fun, in my opinion. And, you know, with a Fast Pass, it's usually pretty efficient, too. I mean, rarely have I waited more than 5 minutes with a Fast Pass at Mine Train. It's the most popular ride in the park. So if I have to pick one at Magic Kingdom, that's what I'm going to pick.
And that queue is pretty bad, too. It's not.
It's got its moments, but
once you get inside, it's not bad, but the outside part of the queue is.
You know, if I'm going to have to wait an hour plus for it doesn't matter to me what the queue is like. I mean, people talk about how great that Flight of Passage queue was, and while it was great, we waited an hour 15 minutes in it and wasn't like, oh, great, we get to see the queue. No,
right,
I'm not.
Right.
Not Splash Mountain, not Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, but what are you going to pick with your one fast pass in the Magic Kingdom?
Make it a surprise.
It will be, because by you adding the queue, well, it's kind of got a queue, though. I would almost say Haunted Mansion if it's during the summer. Get out of the heat.
Oh.
But because Peter Pan, you don't want a fast pass. I mean, it's got a good queue.
Yeah.
And Haunted Mansion's isn't bad, but still you're outside in the whole wait. Space Mountain, you're inside.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, take all that into account. It depends on what time of year or what time of year it is. But and I love Haunted Mansion, so it'd be one that I'd be willing to use my one fast pass for.
Look at Craig.
Probably I would probably say Mine Train, but you already took that. So my next one would probably be Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you think of the Pirates. The Pirates is inside. I mean, there's, if it's the middle of summer, then that kind of tells you what you need to choose. Yeah. So.
Yar.
Well, what a mansion it is.
Good question, Derek. That'll do it from here in the graveyard. We do hope that you have enjoyed our series on the deluxe resorts, the Battle Royale. Congratulations again to Wilderness Lodge. And even bigger congratulations to Port Orleans French Quarter. I still can't believe.
I think it's on price.
Still can't believe that's how it went down. Guys, anything else before we depart for today?
It was an interesting episode.
That's a good way to put it.
And hey, give us some feedback. Again, you don't have to agree with us, which probably you don't. Give us some feedback on what you think is your favorite and why you think it. Talk to us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Email us.
And if you have any ideas for shows, for topics that you'd like to cover, if you have any specific questions you'd like for us to address in an upcoming episode, email us and we'd love to do a show about it. And if you have been to Disney World lately, hey, give us an email and we might have you on for a recent trip rundown. We got some of those coming down the pipeline in the very near future.
And like we keep saying, give us a follow because that helps us move up the list and more people will know about the Grim Grinning Guys.
So thank you again for listening, foolish mortals. And as always, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Sorry, I went down too fast.
Total silence.
Sorry.
I was like, I better be ready to play the.
We do hope you and your family had a good Groundhog Day and
day. Rot row, Raggy. What are you doing?
Matthew needs some medication.